We need to repent, which is change the way that we're thinking, because the kingdom of God is at hand. Are you excited?
Amen.
Yeah? What Silvanus was getting very, very excited about, and if you come to the front, were these leaflets, and I've been excited about them all week, and I've been denied all week until Thursday, because they're supposed to have arrived on Friday last week, and then they didn't arrive, and then they're supposed to arrive on Monday, and then there was some issue with delivery and they didn't drop them off at the taxi people. And then they were supposed to arrive on Tuesday, but Andy Parr inadvertently rang them up and confused them even more, the delivery company. And then they were supposed to arrive on Wednesday and I was all ready to come down and pick them up on Wednesday. And then Andy Parr texted me and said, oh, I've rang them, I'm going to go to Leyland to pick them up. So I was denied again from seeing them. And then on Thursday, Andy brought them. And I think, Paul, have you been weighing and counting? Are you sure it's a 30,000?
Yeah.
Are you sure of them? Do you need to count them again? So if you have missed the last few weeks, this is not kind of part of the preach, but if we really want to share the love of God, I would like to invite, well, it would be good to invite everybody who lives in Blackburn to our church. And the way that we've kind of done that is we've produced these leaflets. There is 30,000 of them at the moment. We may print more. Is a 30,000. And what we intend to do, if you are interested, they are here for you to collect in your growth groups or whatever the way you want to do it. We're going to try and deliver as many as we can to households. I have been doing it. I think we've delivered about 700 so far, and it took about 2 or 3 hours. Okay, but each one at the prayer meeting, I think it was Delicia, each one is a seed for the kingdom of God. And we are sowing, when you deliver these, seeds. And might not be next week, might not be this week, might be in years' time, I don't know, but it is a seed for the kingdom. And our problem will be not delivering it. The problem will be, statistically, if people arrive, we might get trouble with the police, I think. So, there is a map on the back. Come if you're a growth group leader or want to collect some. They are at the front, okay? Collect them. If you can't walk round and deliver these leaflets or you don't want to, pray. Yeah, because more importantly than the leaflets and the action is God's Holy Spirit. Okay, and we're going to invite people to our church in Blackburn and invite them to these events. Okay, so I'm quite excited. I'm not sure what could happen. Might go well, it can't go horribly wrong. But they are seeds for the kingdom and acting in faith. And I'm really, really excited. I don't know what God will do. But if one person came to the Lord because we delivered all those leaflets, that would be worth it. Yeah, it would be worth it. Yeah, so if you want to know, we delivered it. We printed Google Maps off me and Lisa, we kind of wandered around. We got a bit lost, didn't we? And then, so it's worth coming up with a system to do it. But we're doing it. There's wards. So what's Andy Parr, bless him, he's printed out all the different streets for each ward. So Meadowhead, Livesey, Shadsworth, whatever. So grab a sheet, and then as you do each street, tick them on if you're interested. Yeah, but I had a fantastic time delivering them. It was wonderful. I shall shut up. Is that all right? But let's change the way we think, because the kingdom of God is at hand, and he is working in Blackburn, and he's doing things amazing, like Angela's already spoke about. People are getting together, people are getting excited. God wants to rule and reign in people's hearts in Blackburn. He wants revival. I had a really, really convoluted preach with lots of really good stories and really clever and whatever. And then, as God often does, halfway through, God said, scrap it. And I just want to dwell on God's word, really, and keep it really clean and really neat. So I'm just going to read. I'm going to be reading from James chapter 2, verses 14. Okay? What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or a sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, goodbye, have a good day, stay warm and eat well, but then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and it is useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember that our ancestors, Abraham, was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened just as the scriptures say, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. It's in the Bible. Rahab, the prostitute, is another example. She was shown to be right with God by her actions when she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. Just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without good works. There is two problems with scripture that we come across. And one of the problems, have you ever read the Bible and thought, what the flipping heck is that going on about? Yeah? Have you ever done that? Yeah, and that's really problematic. We need to study and read. But one of a larger problem that you might have with scripture is when you read it and you do understand what it's saying. And that's even more problematic. And that's the problem. And so often we read scripture like that. And the problem for me is, I do know what it's saying. I know exactly what it's saying. So we might avoid it or run away from it. But this is written by James the Apostle. And James was a brother of, half-brother of Jesus, and he was one of the early pastors or one of the early elders of the church in Jerusalem. And again, he's awesome. He's the kind of pastor who just doesn't mess about and says it as it is. I really like James because you can read it and you completely get what he's going on about. Yeah, I imagine James is a little bit like Jeff. He just doesn't mess about and he just says what he sees and says what he thinks and says it clearly and directly. Would that be right, Jeff? Yeah, but that poses a problem. And he writes this letter to the churches that are scattered all over the Roman world. And he's saying, faith without good deeds is dead and useless. He says, he questions. The first question, he goes, almost he's got a gun. He's going, like, he goes, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions? Can that faith save? It's his first question. Is faith without actions any use? Will it save? Anybody want to answer that question? No. What is faith?
It is the substance of things you hope for, something that you know, no evidence about how good the world is. What do you believe God for it? Something that you can't imagine for this thing. The second, since you want 100 million right now, right?
100 million right now.
100 million right now. You don't know how you're going to get it. You don't see no way it's possible to get that money. You see it's possible. But because you believe in God and you trust God and God sees your heart, God knows what He wants to bless you with. And you just continue to believe God for that as His faith. Believing God for something you can't achieve or acquire.
It's completely. Round of applause. Did you all hear that? Sylvanus has faith for £100 million. Yeah? but Sylvanus loves faith. Because the one thing that he said, Sylvanus said, is God loves faith. He loves it. He completely does. But the textbook, that is exactly accurate. It is faith. But faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Yeah? Someone. So if Sylvanus had complete confidence for £100 million, he does, yeah, that would be faith. But what happens? He would probably have to work for that, wouldn't he?
Well, it depends. If God says, really, faith also depends on what God says,
yes,
doesn't it? So, you're aware of the Bible, isn't it? About faith comes from hearing the word of God. So, if God says to you, I'm going to give you £100 million,
yes,
then you would believe what God says. And if God doesn't say that to you, then you probably wouldn't have faith for that particularly.
No.
Because God hasn't said it to you.
Completely.
It's a bit like you with 44,000 leaders or households, isn't it? God has laid that on your heart, and so you have faith for it, and you share that faith with the whole church. But if God hadn't spoken to you about it, then you wouldn't have been able to put your faith on what God had spoken to you about. So it partly depends on what God says as well. Hear God first, and then you have faith in what God said from my
point of view. Oh, good. He poses another question. He says, suppose you see a brother or a sister who has no food, no clothing, and you say, goodbye, have a good day, stay warm, eat well, but then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do?
Good, because God didn't tell you that, but it's common sense. It's faith. That person needs something to eat, so you have to give them. God didn't tell you that.
Yeah. Then James answers his question. He says, so you see, faith by itself isn't enough unless it produces good deeds. It is dead and it is useless. That's what James does. So some of you will be sat there screaming inside saying, this is against so many things I've heard and taught and whatever, and God loves me just the way I am, and God don't want to change me or anything like that, or we're saved by grace and blah, 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 whatever. But it's in the Bible. It's true. Yeah, and all that other stuff is true. God loves you exactly the way loves you so much. There's nothing that you can do that will make God love you more or any less. But I want to ask you this morning, is your faith dead or is it dying? And if it feels dead or it's dying, why do you think it's dead or dying? James says, unless your faith produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Not my words. I need to build the context. Yeah? So I'm going to read Ephesians 2, verses 8. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Your salvation is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things or the good deeds that you've done. So you can't boast about it. For you are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things that he has planned for us long ago. God saved us by his grace and his mercy. Not because any good deeds that you have done, by his grace and his mercy. And it is a gift. But why has God created us anew in Jesus? So we can do the good things that he has planned for us long ago. Why? Why? Andrew's already mentioned it. I thought, oh, God's stealing my preach again. Oh, don't. But Matthew chapter 5, verses 14. See what he says about his people. He says, you are the light of the world, like a city on the hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your, guess the word, good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Really, really, really practical. We are the church. We are the city on the hill that cannot be hidden. And in the same way, we need to let our good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone in Blackburn, in Lancashire, in the United Kingdom, in the world, praise our Heavenly Father. If we just come here on a Sunday morning and that is all we do, and we sing and we clap and we listen to me waffle on, whoever, yeah, we are hidden. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out so all can see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. Before I was a Christian, and I was brought up in a church, so I was almost like inoculated against Christians, yeah? And they just used to annoy me, to be quite honest, and cause difficulty. But I had quite a good understanding of Scripture. I've been to Sunday school all my life, and I had... So I kind of thought I knew the answers, to be quite honest, and I could hold my own in an argument or a discussion. And I sat through thousands of preachers, yeah? And do you know what? It didn't make the slightest dent in me at all. Yeah, I went through so many appeals to come forward to the front and be prayed and give my life to Jesus by really eloquent people who were godly men, full of God's Spirit, but it didn't make the slightest bit of difference to me, yeah, at all. Yeah, I would argue, I would read books, but nothing made the difference to me. And I could refute it all the way. It's just garbage, to be quite honest. The reason that I am a Christian is because of a man called Dino Christodoulou. And you know what? I could argue away everything, but I could not argue away that man's life and his good deeds and the Spirit in him. Yeah? I watched him. He read the Bible, and I watched him give away his furniture to people who had no food or no furniture. And I saw the love of God and the gospel through the good deeds that he did. Yeah? The good deeds. And because of Dino, I now give glory to my Father. Because his life gave glory through his good deeds and his actions. What is worship? What is worship? So another scripture for you. So Romans we're in, a living sacrifice. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. In the Old Testament, there were two kinds of sacrifice. There was one for the forgiveness of sin, which Jesus fulfilled, and there were other ones, I think they call them wave offerings or the bits that you don't understand in Scripture, yeah, in Leviticus, but they were worship, they were gifts, yeah? And Paul is talking about your life and your where you live being a sacrifice, a holy sacrifice that God will find acceptable. Yeah, that's the way that you live your life. That's good deeds. The way that you live your life is worship. Worship is not just singing. It is the good deeds, the way that you live. Back to James. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe, and that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. Are we feeding back? How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Even the demons trust God and know who he is. Do you know, the demons tremble just at the knowledge of God. Are we all right?
Why do you think there's an echo?
There is an echo.
Thank you.
Good deeds is not the way to salvation, but the way that we live our lives and the good deeds are evidence of our salvation. They are evidence. He says, good deeds, faith without good deeds is useless. Another story of Jesus. Matthew 21, the parable of two sons. But what do you think about this? A man with two sons told the older boy, son, go and work in the vineyard today. The son answered, no, I won't go. But later, he changed his mind and went anyway. Then the father told the other son, you go. And he said, yes, sir, I will. But he didn't go. Which of the two obeyed his father? The first one. Why? Because of what he said or what he did? What he did. Back to James. He says, do you remember our ancestors? Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar. You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened just as Scripture said, Abraham believed God and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called a friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. That almost doesn't derail the whole of like the Reformation, really, because it actually says you are not saved by faith alone. Yeah? I'm not saying Martin Luther is wrong by any stretch of the imagination, but it's in the Bible. You see, faith and his actions worked for Abraham. They worked together. They are not exclusive and they are not individual. I need to borrow a victim. I think I'll borrow Andy. Yeah? So I need you to stand up. Faith, this is a quote by William Booth. I love William Booth. Faith and work should travel side by side, step by step, step answering like the legs of men walking. First faith, then works, then faith again, and then works again until they can scarcely be distinguished, which is one and which is the other. So, this leg is faith, this leg is works. You're going to have to stand. You're going to stand in the middle because I'm going to, so you remember it. So which is the best way of travelling? So, on one foot first, I want you to hop. On faith.
My knees.
Can he hop?
He might counterbalance.
That's works. Yeah? Come back, other leg. That's faith. Does he travel well? Faith and works. Just walk.
The grace of a gazelle.
Yeah. You're going to walk as gracefully as you can. Faith and works travels together. Yeah, they're not exclusive. Yeah? Thank you, Andy.
Good deeds.
Good deeds, yeah. On their own, they don't work. Your faith doesn't work on its own without good deeds. And good deeds don't work on its own without faith. You are the light of the world. Like a city on the hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, go and let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. Good deeds is the way that you live your life. Yeah? So you are joyful, not miserable and cynical. You're peaceful, not grasping and worrying. You're patient, not impatient. You're kind, not hard and unkind. You're good, you're gracious, not bad. You're faithful, not flighty. You're gentle, not violent, and angry, and you're self-controlled. I'm going to stop there. That's all I've got to say. But I want you to go away with not only Andy Berry hopping, yeah? Although I hope you remember Andy Berry hopping, yeah? But faith without works is useless. And if your faith this morning is feeling useless and dead, I want to propose to you the reason is maybe you need to do some good works to make your faith alive. Yeah? If faith without good works is dead, faith with good works is alive and useful. Yeah? And is your worship and God, and it's there to honour and glorify God. And then the way that you live your lives and the deeds that you do in this church, people will look at you and will give glory to God the Father. Glory. Good works is love as well. Yeah? Love. I'm going to pray. But if this morning you feel that your faith is dead, do some good works. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are God and you are Father and you are an awesome, amazing God, and you have got things under control. And you are sovereign, you are mighty, you are powerful, and we worship you and we honour you. But Lord, I just ask for more of your Holy Spirit in this church, that good deeds exude, whatever they are, from making somebody a brew, to just smiling at somebody, to handing out leaflets to, or anything, that, and people will look at us and give glory to you. Lord, we are the light on the hill in Blackburn. Lord, send your Spirit so we're not hidden. Lord, we just thank you for James. And we just thank you that he just didn't mess about and he didn't mince his words. And we just pray that this word goes away. And if I've been wrong, I ask for forgiveness. Lord, you are awesome and you are amazing. And we so want revival. We so want your kingdom here in our lives first and in the lives of the people in Blackburn. All glory. and all honor to you. Amen.